B-Pod Studios.
Every you to sound off.
You got a beef with me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going.
Sound off.
It's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in. You got something to say. Six are winning, six are lost. Flyers. Big action yesterday. And no Bryce Harper. So let's see what we got today.
I've been saying this from the beginning. Bryce Harper's behavior pattern. He does not want to come here. He's looking for anything else. I know he's trying to get the most money he can, but we're offering him the most money, according to all the reports. Yeah, he still doesn't want to come here. He's like, anybody else? Anybody? No, dude. Nobody else wants to offer you that money. He doesn't want to come here. I've been saying it since day one.
Could be a ruse. Maybe they're not offering them the most money. Yeah, that's what we got to find out, and we'll find that out soon enough.
I was really expecting, with him being out, that they would have better ball movement, they would have better spacing, and play an all-around better team game without Embiid, but that's not the case. Their spacing is horrible.
They would have better spacing without Embiid, you're thinking? With Boban in there? Dude.
These people calling about Trout. 2 years is 2 years. Anything could happen. We can't wait 2 years. Do the deal. Do the deal. Worry about Trout in 2 years.
Yeah, the Phillies aren't worried about the Trout thing. But I think they're still trying to play a game here with this Harper thing.
Let me ask you real fast, Mike. You well traveled. Do you think there are people in other cities who think that an athlete's going to sign there just because? Because the only one I can think of was when Wizards fans thought Durant would go there just because he's from there. And how did that work out?
It's a myth. It's a myth that guys want to go back in their home city. It is, because it's nothing but a hassle.
After this season is over, depending on what happens, this is going to be make or break for Brent Brown. Because, you know, they're saying this lineup is supposed to be that good. Well, they haven't played together long enough to even know how good this team could possibly be. And, you know, maybe they want to give Brent Brown another season with all of these guys if they can re-sign him. But, Mike, what do you think?
I would seriously give consideration to getting a new coach if they don't win the East.
Mike, when Harper does sign tomorrow, I want to know how the fans are going to react to that. Are fans going to be willing to forgive Bryce Harper after dealing with all this? Because he is going to sign. I really do believe he's going to sign. If he doesn't, I'm going to tell you right now, you saw Jason Worth got it bad. Watch out.
Well, okay. Do you think he cares about that? He comes to Philadelphia a couple dates a year and getting booed. They don't care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the Sixers took a bad loss to the Portland Trailblazers. But so did a lot of teams over the week. They took a lot of bad losses. For crying out loud, the Spurs got blew out by the Knicks.
Yeah, I get it. And they didn't have Embiid. I mean, when that was a game, we thought that maybe Portland would win that game. But they got smoked. They smoked them.
I know a guy who knows a guy, but there was another guy that collects baseball cards, and he was telling him Bryce Harper's going to sign someday, somewhere. I'm so tired of it. I don't care. Just get it done. Give him all the money.
Yeah, well, you don't have to give all the money. You just give him $330 million more than Machado. It's the best offer he's going to get. And if they haven't gone to $30 million, if they've gone to $30 million, I got nothing but love for him. If they haven't gone to the $300 million plateau because they don't think he's worth as much as Machado, then I got a major problem.
Jimmy Butler, if you don't like it here or you don't want to play here, at least for the rest of the year, give the illusion that you want to play here. I mean, this team actually has a chance on paper to make it to the chip.
and then pack your bags and you go elsewhere next year. But come on, guy.
I happen to agree with him. What happened to the guy that challenged every one of the Minnesota Timberwolves and said, come on, I'll kick every one of your asses. What happened to that guy?
Is it possible that he actually likes the teammates and he loses his edge? Some people can't be happy. I know guys like that. They get happy, they lose their edge.
I don't know what it is, but he's got to be more of a tiger, less of a lamb. Close it down, man.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the ones?
Because I don't like
Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All righty. That was Sound Off. 610-771-9705. And it's the conclusion of another fine program. Devon Givens is next. He'll lead you right into the Sixers versus the Pelicans.
The Pelicans.
And then Devon after the Pels game. What's the line on the game?
Sixers minus one. It opened the other way.
Sixers minus one. This game's in NO, right?
Yeah, it's in New Orleans. That's why it's 8 o'clock start.
And Anthony Davis, what is the point of the restrictions, minutes?
Because the league told him you're not allowed to sit him. So they don't want him to get hurt. Like an ACL would ruin the trade value, so they're going to try to.
That is totally in violation, and the NBA should be ashamed of themselves for saying that. He should be playing like he's a regular player.
Well, they said you can't sit him, so then you technically the league can't tell you how many minutes to play a guy. So as long as they play him, they're good. Because they tried to sit him out for the rest of the season.
It's ridiculous that they can hold him to 25 minutes a game because they want to trade him. It's ridiculous. It's a bastardization of the sport. Now, anyway. Go Sixers. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.